This is Science Friday. I'm Ira Flatto. One of the first games you probably played in your backyard was how deep you could dig a hole, right? Start out, you fling out dirt and rocks with your plastic shovel. And if you dig long enough, inevitably, some wise guy is going to come by and say, "Have you reached China yet?" Well, my next guest has taken that hole digging challenge to a new level. He joins us aboard the research ship Joydus Resolution, way out in the middle of the Indian Ocean. The expedition has been drilling since December, trying to dig through to the crust of the Earth. Henry Dick is a geologist and co-chief scientist of that expedition on the boat there. Hopefully we can bring him in. Welcome to Science Friday. Henry.
Nice to be up to you, Ira.
How far have you gotten in this project? Yes, I can. How far have you gotten in the dig so far?
We're about a half mile down and drilling ahead. Unfortunately, we're going to be coming to an end of our cruise in about 10 days, so we're going to have to leave here and hope we come back soon.
And what is the point of all of this?
Well, there's several major points. The first of which is that the ocean crust comprises three-fifths of the Earth's crust, and yet in all that crust, most of it is lower crust, and we only have two holes into it, one in the Atlantic and one into the Indian Ocean, that are of any significance at all, and we haven't drilled more than about a third of the way through it. And, you know, when you're talking about the composition of three-fifths of the Earth's crust, that's kind of a big gap in our learning.
Mm-hmm. I remember back when I was a kid in the early 60s, there was something called Project Mohole.
There certainly was, and this is really an outgrowth of it. And one of the two guys who really dreamt up that is one of my heroes, Harry Hess. And he proposed that the MOHO, which is the first major seismic discontinuity beneath the crust, which many people think is the boundary between the crust and the mantle, he proposed that it was an alteration front. The mantle rising up in the oceans, for example, would undergo alteration with contact with seawater and produce rock of lower velocity. And they were actually looking at low-velocity rock lying on high-velocity rock, both of mantle origin. It fell out of favor, but since we've been working here in the Indian Ocean now for the last 15 years and up on the Jackal Ridge, we've discovered that large parts of the seafloor have no crust. The mantle is directly exposed from the seafloor. And that has revived the idea that we do have crust in these oceans, that the actual seismic discontinuity is an alteration front due to seawater sinking in through the crust and into the mantle.
Wow, that's cool. That's very interesting. Is there any possibility that way down, you're now a half mile and still drilling, there's life down there in the rocks?
Well, we've got a couple of biogeochemists on board who are busy assaying the rocks for microbes and fungi and other things, and they do find a few. But the hope is that if we have a lot of altered mantle rock down there, that creates hydrogen gas, which in turn reacts with seawater to form methane. And bugs can live off of methane, and we're thinking that there may be a hidden planetary biosphere beneath the Earth's crust out in the oceans.
You know, I know when I use my Craftsman drill bits at home, after a few drills through a piece of steel, the drill bit is basically wasted. How many drill bits do you go through so far?
We go through a drill bit every 40 hours. They cost about $16,000, and they are about 8 inches in diameter, and they have tungsten carbide roller cones on them that bang into the seafloor. You rotate it, just like an oil drilling bit, except for it's hollow in the center, so we can pull up cores. And on top of that, we have about 75 tons of steel pipe.
Wow. Now, that brings up the point that oil drilling companies are always drilling holes in the ocean. How is your drilling different than what they do?
Well, they're out in sedimentary formations. They're looking for oil. And we're starting in the basement rock on the lava, basement rocks from lower crust. We actually are in a place where the shallowest layers were stripped off tectonically. And this is a huge advantage because the shallow layers are the hardest to drill through. and we're drilling right into a rock known as gabbro, which is the remains of mid-ocean ridge magma chambers.
And so how far do you think you can get before you have to come home?
We're thinking that we're going to get another 100 meters. So we'll be down about 850 meters. We think in meters, you know. And we will come back here hopefully in the next 2 years, if not then in the next 4 or 5 years, for another leg where we hope to drill an additional mile. We've got the hole set up, which is quite a trick, setting up. You have to set up a drill cone so you can get back in the hole and drill it into the hard rock. And then you bore on down, and it's going to take at least two of these expeditions and possibly three to get through the crust and into the mantle.
So you're not afraid that the earth, the rock is going to shift a little bit and close the hole up or make it impossible to go back down through that same spot?
I'm very sorry. We had an interruption here. Could you repeat that?
Yeah. You're not fearful that but when you give up on this hole and go home, that it might not close up or the earth's crust or the rock might not shift and close, make it more difficult to get back?
Well, that's an interesting question because we moved the hole from where our test hole was, and we ran into immediately worse conditions. And the reason we moved it is we wanted to see how the crust varies. And we ran right into a fault zone, and that slowed us down. And so there is an area at the top of the hole with a lot of loose rock, and we lost a bit of a drill bit in it, which then fell down later on, deeper in the hole, and we found ourselves drilling on top of it so we'd get no core. And this is one of the problems with hard rock drilling is it's very risky.
Yeah.
And so what we're going to do is we're going to actually pump some cement into the top of the hole where that interval was. It'll go into the formation and lock it up. When we come back here, it'll be pretty easy to drill through that cement and continue drilling on down.
Well, we wish you luck, Henry, and safe travels and good luck in finishing your project.
Well, thank you.
Henry Dick is a geologist.
You're excited.
Yeah. Henry Dick is a geologist based out of Woods Hole Oceanographic Institute there on the boat in the Indian Ocean.